welcome back. This is Open Lines Hour, and you can call in. You can talk about anything that you would like to talk about. You can talk about vaccines, the topic of the first 2 hours of the program, or we can talk about psych drugs, or we can talk about Hillary Clinton and the FBI fella, Comey, and his absolute failure to find her guilty. I listened to the his testimony before Congress. I was flabbergasted. We can also talk about I noticed, and it's quite obvious, that that all of a sudden Hillary Clinton and her email scandal was pretty much off the table publicly with these shootings. All of a sudden, you heard nothing about Clinton, Comey, Lynch, none of those people. But instead, we hear about all these shootings. Now, of course, it's important to learn about the shootings. But if you notice that, it was totally about the shootings. Absolutely, totally about the shootings. It was so obvious to me. I mean, one day you're talking about Hillary Clinton and the uproar from the public over her criminality, and the next day we're talking about shootings. And there are shootings all the time. I mean, I live in the Chicago suburbs, and Chicago probably has more shootings than any other city in the country. I mean, in a weekend, you can have as many shootings. I haven't logged them, but you can have as many shootings. 49, 50 shootings just over the weekend. And, we don't hear about that. But all of a sudden, oh, boy, we are inundated with information about the shootings. And I remembered all of the hoopla over the O.J. Simpson trial, and what was going on during that period of time, but all we heard about was the O.J. Simpson trial. And you have to ask yourself, what the heck was Congress doing during that period of time? Well, they were passing a lot of really, really bad legislation. And what are they doing now that they're talking about the shootings? Well, they're covering Hillary's butt, and they want the public to absolutely, totally forget about what she did. So, and I was going, I was cleaning my coffee table this morning, and ran across a couple of notes, and I just thought I would share them with you. Well, I ran across a whole pile of notes. But anyway, please feel free to call in. You can talk about anything that you would like to talk about. Open line is open line. The U.S. now has more propagandists than journalists. Most media activity is designed to keep the populace busy, entertained, shopping, etc., to keep them from organizing and asking questions of their leaders. In the 1960s, when young people began to protest, their leaders led them away from the issues, like anti-war, by bringing in or introducing them to something that was also revolutionary, but was more fashionable. There was a lot of rock groups. And then they also associated marijuana and all kinds of other things, negative things, with the anti-war group, so that it made them look like a bunch of deadbeats. And so it's really interesting how they can portray a group of people. But anyway. Now the kids, the young kids, young adults, are talking about fashion. They're talking about celebrities. They're talking about sex, music, technology, and it's any kind of revolution except the social revolution. they're not talking about those things that really impact them and their ability to make a living or to have a decent life. They're not talking about jobs. They're busy on technology. When have you seen anybody, a young person, without a cell phone in their hand? So consumer slaves work harder and harder to buy things they really don't need, and that is pretty true. We have to have the latest technology. Some people think they have to have the latest technology, and now I have a cell phone, but I don't use it. I use it for one purpose only. Anyway, I was reading something else that I thought was very interesting, and this it's from 2011. It says, "Hello, I have reproduced a year-by-year timeline of America's wars, which reveals something quite interesting. Since the United States was founded in 1776, she has been at war during 214 out of her 235 calendar years of existence. In other words, there were only 21 calendar years in which the U.S. did not engage in any wars." You could pick any year from 1776, and there is about a 91% chance that America was involved in some war during that calendar year. No U.S. president truly qualifies as a peacetime president. Instead, all U.S. presidents can technically be considered war presidents. The U.S. has never gone a decade without war. The only time the U.S. went 5 years without a war was between 1935 and 1940, and that was during what they called an isolationist period, and it was also during the Great Depression. So, anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. And then on another note, I was looking at I was looking at a website. I'm always interested in psychiatric drugs, and you can there's a website that you can visit where you can see exactly how many people are on psychiatric drugs, and it is the IMS Health Vector One National Database. Now, it doesn't. You know, you can get a prescription from your doctor, and IMS does not monitor the prescriptions that are written, but only the ones that are filled. They keep track of the prescriptions that are filled, and when you look at the number of people on psychiatric drugs, and I'm just going to go through this, and I'm also going to check in the chat room and see if there are questions or comments in the chat room. Let's see. Oh, here's a comment, and we'll get back to the psychiatric drug. Okay, a comment. FBI Director James Comey's probe into Hillary Clinton's use of a private, unsecured email server does not mark the first time that he has investigated the presidential candidate for alleged wrongdoing. Time reports that 20 years ago, Comey was a deputy special counsel on the Senate Whitewater Committee looking into the conduct of then President Bill Clinton and the First Lady. The inquiry focused on whether Bill had used his political position as governor of Arkansas in the 1980s to push through an illegal loan to benefit the couple's business partner in the Whitewater, which was real estate, development corporation. Several people involved with the Whitewater Corporation, including Clinton's successor as governor, ultimately went to jail. But the Clintons never faced criminal prosecution. The issue of their involvement nonetheless lingered as Bill Clinton ran and was elected president. Why in heaven's name don't they put this woman in jail? And that is what so many people, regular folks like you and me, that is what so many people were asking after listening, seeing the Congress. Several members of Congress were asking, talking with James Comey. And, I mean, his comments were appalling, absolutely appalling. And he was just going to brush them aside. And one person said, when Martha Stewart lied to the FBI, one time she lied to the FBI, she was jailed for 1 year. How many times has Hillary Clinton lied to the FBI? Not just one time, but several times. And in fact, there was, hang on just a moment, I have another website open here that talks about this very subject. And let's see. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI Director James Comey Jr. held a press conference on July 5th to announce that the FBI will not recommend that criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton for mishandling classified information on her private email server. While Comey said there was not enough evidence to prosecute Hillary, how can he even say that? He added that she had a minimum of 52 classified email claims passing through her unclassified server. The violation has led to sanctions being filed against other federal workers and contractors, yet not against her. Comey did take a few slaps at Hillary, saying, to be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions. But that is not what we are deciding now. But ultimately, Comey concluded, although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. What does that say about lawyers in the bar? Do you think that the FBI believes that Hillary is too big to go to jail? What do you think? Call in and tell us what you think. Do you think that she is too big, too important, too elite, or whatever, to go to jail? I think that she should absolutely go to jail. What is your opinion? I think she should be in jail. Another gentleman wrote an article, an open letter to FBI Director James Comey, written on July 7th of 2016. And let me just bring that up. Very interesting. I mean, I just can't believe that he took this stance. Okay, this is by Chuck Baldwin. And he says, FBI Director James Comey on Tuesday reported that his office recommends no charges be filed against Hillary Clinton, despite saying that he found evidence that she might have violated the law pertaining to classified information when she was Secretary of State. Here is the way Breitbart.com covered the story. And then he goes on to talk about it. And, I mean, it's just amazing that she is not being investigated. And, you know, all the time that we've heard, oh, yes, the FBI is investigating her. We've heard this for the last several months, that she was being investigated. And all this time I thought, oh, finally, they're going to find something to jail one of the Clintons for. I mean, they've murdered at least 100 people. They have brought in drugs through the MENA airport. They're criminals. They're career criminals. And I mean, who would think? Do the American people really believe that there are only two families that weren't having the office of president? I mean, we already had a Clinton. Do we have to have another Clinton? We've had two Bushes, and certainly they really anticipated that Jeb Bush would be the candidate of choice for the Republican Party until Trump came along. So, if you have some thoughts about Trump or Clinton or whatever. But anyway, let me read this open letter to Mr. Comey by Chuck Baldwin. Dear Mr. Comey, do you not realize that public distrust and distrust with the U.S. government, federal government, is at its highest level since the nation was founded? And are you not willing to admit that there are very good reasons why so many Americans feel the way they do about their federal government? We have watched the federal government cover up fiasco after fiasco. We have watched as our public servants in Washington, D.C. have allowed the privileged class, mostly those in the employ of the federal government, to walk away scot-free from crime after crime, crimes that had any of us ordinary people committed, there would have been absolutely no mercy shown us. Okay, we have a caller. Let's take Glenn in California.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to add to what you're talking about with Hillary Clinton and the Comey and Loretta Lynch relationship. I don't know if you ever listened to the Michael Rivero show that plays on RBN Monday through Fridays. But
I have listened to him, but I have not listened to him. I've listened to him in the past, and I usually turn on that station when I'm driving, but I have not listened to his view of the Comey Lynch situation and her meeting with Bill Clinton in secret.
Well,
go ahead.
Just before, you know, it was after the secret meeting on the tarmac, and just before Comey came out with his, you know, it really was an indictment, except for his last sentence, which said no reasonable prosecutor would indict. Everything else in there, you know, we were all flabbergasted as you were.
I was absolutely flabbergasted.
The world is. It's not just Americans. Callers from Norway, all over the world are calling in, and they're looking at this as the biggest, you know, obstruction of justice ever to have occurred in the history of man. I mean, there's just no reasonable person that can look at it and not see, you know, the crimes. They're prima facie crimes.
Exactly.
But, you know, Title 18 doesn't require, I don't know if a lot of people understand this, but Title 18 doesn't require malicious intent. And it's negligence or, you know, anything like that. If any of the laws that Title 18 presents are broken by either negligence or just, you know, sheer lack of knowledge of the rules of Title 18.
Glenn, can you hold on over the break? We're going to take a 3-minute
break.
Sure,
sure.
Yeah.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and this is Open Lines. So please feel free to call in and ask questions or make comments or talk about anything that you'd like. Glenn in California was talking about Hillary Clinton. So please continue, Glenn.
Hi, Deanna. Thank you for holding me through the break. I should get to my point so that I can give you more airtime here. But the two critical points I wanted to make was that on Mike Rivera's show several days before Comey's announcement, and, you know, we had known, everyone who's been watching this knew that as soon as they made the FBI the exclusive investigator for this email fiasco, that, you know, Hillary Clinton and the FBI have gone all the way back to the Vince Foster days, and
all right,
knew that there would be no indictment coming forth there or forthcoming from them. So it was no surprise. But he did get an anonymous call from someone within the DHS that said that we can expect things like the shootings, something to divert the attention, the media's attention away. So, you know, that's something that, you know, I know. But what's more important is that the connection between Comey, Loretta Lynch, and the Clintons go back way, way, way further than most people understand. They were all involved back in the Mena, Arkansas airport where they were smuggling the drugs.
Yeah.
Comey was the head of HSBC in Britain at the time, where they were laundering the money that they were getting from the cocaine that they were bringing back from Colombia in exchange for the arms that they were sending to the Contras. And Loretta Lynch was closely involved with the Rose Law Firm, and she was probably very tightly involved with the handling of the legalities of making all of that happen. So, yeah, his involvement with HSBC is, I mean, that's an indictment unto itself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You really do have to look at history to see those previous relationships.
You've got to go back and look at the Bush-Clinton dynasty interaction and how they've covered everything up and how they've appointed the same people either into high banking positions, high governmental positions, unelected, and just convenient places where they know that they've got dirt on these people that they can get them to do what they want.
Sure.
And that's what we're seeing today.
Now, Obama has some culpability in this email fiasco also. And, I mean, I think that Hillary Clinton stood down and allowed Obama to become president with some sort of promise in the future that she would be the next president and that he would push through the Obamacare, what is called Obamacare, something that she was working on when she was first lady. And when Bill Clinton was elected, I mean, she made the comment, you're getting two for one here, because she intended to be as active in the presidency as he was. And so, I mean, a lot of deals have been made.
You made a remark earlier in your show that you live in the suburbs of Chicago, which is where Obama comes from, and he basically came out of nowhere. No one knew who he was before he suddenly showed up on the presidential campaign, right?
Exactly.
And Chicago is what they call the primary example of gun control, you know, where, you know, people are not allowed to buy guns, you don't have concealed carry laws, you know, and it has the highest shootings of anywhere else in America. Now,
exactly, and that should tell you something. A criminal,
right.
I mean, they're going to get guns.
And they're both working on the same agenda, and Hillary's got the dirt on everybody. She knows where all the dead bodies have been buried, from Vince Foster, from Yuma, Arkansas, going forward.
Wow.
You know, she has so much dirt on all of these people in power right now.
Glenn, we're going to a break. Did you stay over? This is very interesting. So stay over.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Glenn in California, who just before we went to the break said that Hillary Clinton knows where all the bodies are buried, and she probably killed some of those bodies. And there's some interesting comments in the chat room, but please continue, Glenn.
Hi, Jenna, thank you so much for holding me over. I don't mean to take up so much of your air time.
Oh, no, this is fine. Your information is super.
No. And I'm completely with you on the vaccination issue. That's just a whole other thing. You know,
yes.
And I think it's pretty well covered in Vaxxed and
right.
films that have come out and
she had a hand in this too. When she was working on the program when they were trying to socialize medicine under Bill Clinton. I mean, she had a hand in that. She's had her dirty little hands in a lot of things. But go ahead.
Well, they did worse with medicine. This is slightly off topic, but they did worse with medicine under Obama than socialize it. They fascized it.
Oh, yes, you know, absolutely.
They put it into the hands of private corporations so that they would make profit off of taxpayer money. It's a completely different thing from universal health care, which we see as a working model in a lot of different places. It's a completely different thing that gets
sure.
That's a whole other topic.
Probably socialization
of
medicine.
The Obamacare thing was
an
absolute disaster, undeniable. I mean, I don't think even they are, you know, trying to stake any kind of claim on that. Or, you know, if they're smart, they'll distance themselves from that mess as quickly as they can. But the things that are important for people to understand is what we were discussing before the break, is that these connections go back all the way to the Reagan administration. And people need to be able to understand how these revolving doors between the banks that are laundering the money, the unelected, appointed officials within the government are helping that to happen, and this Bush-Clinton dynasty revolving door between the presidency is what is allowing that to occur. And so, you know, there's a lot of information. Michael Rivero's site, whatreallyhappened.com, as he's written very many detailed articles. They're all sourced. They're not conspiracy theory type, you know, things. Not like you'd get at Alex Jones. They're all things that are backed up by public documentation, you know, things that have been released, FBI papers, et cetera, that we can see where, you know, we're funding ISIS in these foreign countries in order to increase money going to the military industrial complex instead of the people of America.
Exactly.
The way that the medical industrial corporation is, you know, like you said, they're classifying these vaccines as a health what did you say they classify them as, the health?
Well, they're under the standard of care, and so I'm not sure what I may have said.
What you stated was that they don't have to make the same disclosures when they
advertise. Oh, right. They certainly don't. And if they do, it's written so small that doctors typically don't even look to see what's in these vaccines. They don't have the time to look because they spend such little so little time with each patient. And they really cater to the hospitals, the insurance companies, and Big Pharma. And
well,
that is who they are responsible
and
to,
that's
not
their
to the
agenda,
patient.
Of course, and that's who's driving this. What I've done, I live in California, where they're now trying to make it mandatory for every adult, not only the children, and I'm helping everyone I know with children try and find ways around this, and there's only certain time periods that they can exclude their children from mandatory vaccinations based on what they call religious belief, but I think there should be a rational, scientific belief.
Oh, that, sure, absolutely. They have philosophical, medical, and religious, and I understand that they've taken away all those exemptions in California.
Yeah, in California, they're working on it. They're trying to put one now through that you can't, as an adult, get any health care without having all these mandatory vaccines. But one tip to your listeners is I've put, and this is true, I have extreme reactions to mercury. You know, when they put it in my teeth, if they, you know, give me a vaccine, anything like that.
Oh, yikes,
so if you list an extreme allergy to mercury, that's one way to get around it.
Well, everybody's so allergic to mercury. Mercury is a toxic, it's the second most toxic product that there is. I mean, it was originally known as quicksilver, and the miners that were working with quicksilver under the Rothschilds were dying they were very short-lived. I mean, it's awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, it's the poisoning of the people and the destruction of as many as, you know, what they call the useless eaters as they can.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, I know you and I know this, and I don't really know your listenership, so I don't know how to address your audience, but I would like to just, you know, make them aware that there is a lot of very solid information available at Mike Averro's whatreallyhappened.com site. And, you know, you probably a lot of stuff that would be useful for you on your radio show.
Sure.
To work with, and I'd love to hear the two of you work together. So it'd be great.
We don't exactly agree on several issues, so I don't see us teaming up anytime soon. But I do appreciate what he does, and I think he produces a lot of very valid information. And this,
we don't agree on several issues either. You know, that
sure,
would be
unfortunate. Okay.
If everyone agreed 100% with someone else, then
it wouldn't be a very interesting world, would it?
It wouldn't. It wouldn't at all. So
no.
You know, the thing is to find the people that are working for the right similar cause, and you know, set up better differences, and you know, really bring our power together to fight what's coming up.
Sure. And you know, I think you were talking about useless eaters. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you're talking about useless eaters. They don't want to kill all of us. They want to keep a lot of us alive because we are a vehicle for their profits. And if they kill everybody with their vaccines instead of just making them very ill or with mercury or whatever, and mercury passes the blood-brain barrier and it stays in your stays in your brain. And Sally earlier was talking about people in a school district that had to have flu shots. And I was talking to my brother this morning, and he works at a school district, and we were talking about this, and he said, well, yes, they force everybody that works here at the school to get a flu shot every year. And I said, well, the CDC even admits that for the last 20 years that the flu shot has been totally ineffective and that it, in fact, kills people who get the flu, and that's what they die
from. Not only kills people, but when you talk about the MMR, I'm not sure, the first time I listened to your show, but I'm sure you've probably been aware of the fact that all of the outbreaks of mumps or measles that occurred at Harvard, University of Missouri, I believe, they were all students that had recently received the vaccine.
Right, right.
And their answer was to vaccinate them again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
That's all something that you could look up. You know, I'm not just making it up. It's something that you can find.
Sure.
Facts on. And, yeah, they do. That's their answer. Oh, well, it made you sick once. Take more.
Right.
And, you know, I'm wholly behind the vaccine issue. I think what's more important for us now, though, to focus on as a group is what do we do to get Hillary indicted? Action can we take as a people to override her hold that she has on these people that, you know, I mean, she's got a blackmail grip because of money laundering and things that she's involved, Comey and Loretta Lynch in, all the way back to MENA, Arkansas, Iran-Contra. You know, we're talking about the 80s. And
right.
Then, you know, with Vince Foster, Vincent Foster's death in the 90s, the FBI covered that up. And
sure
that
they did. Yeah, we've done some programs on that, too. But anyway, I thank you so much for your participation today. It's been terrific. And so,
all right, thank you for giving me so much of your airtime. I appreciate it, and I just hope that your listeners will you know, be aware, and let's come up with some solutions, and I'll put you on my list to listen to.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, take care, Denise.
Okay, you too. All righty, Al in Ohio, welcome.
Hi, Deanna, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Hi, you guys are talking about vaccines in California. You probably know I host the program coming right after yours. I'm the host of In Defense of Humanity.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, and we talk about this a lot on that show. And we follow the California story as well. But I want your listeners to not get too discouraged there are alternatives for the people in California. And I have another website where we've put this information up for everyone to look at. And it's called parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. Okay? And if they go there, they can look at the tabs at the top. And one tab is called the Vaccination Notice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a solution that attorneys are not going to offer, because I know you've talked about the fact that the government's basically a corporation.
Right.
Right. Well, the attorneys aren't going to admit that.
Right.
So the Vaccination Notice uses that information and puts it in a format, a notice, to notify the school or the doctor or the employer that you know that it's a corporation and they're bound by the laws of contract, and for the following reasons you are elected not to participate unless they are willing to put in writing that they'll accept all liability for any harm or injury to a living woman.
Now, what about the vaccine? It was passed in 1987, where vaccine manufacturers would not be liable for any side effects of their vaccines.
That's exactly what this is based on. A lot of doctors aren't aware of that. My husband's a retired physician. And when you guys were talking about Gardasil, you know, I remember him just this year, what he went to a meeting where it was supposedly medical education, and they were talking about the importance of Gardasil. And he had already listened to Dr. Tenpenny, her wonderful explanation of Gardasil.
Mm-hmm.
So he raised his hand, and he was going to comment about it. And he said, I couldn't believe how fast they shut me up.
Wow.
So they have gatekeepers. These doctors are not getting this information. They're told the opposite at their medical education courses.
Absolutely.
And if any doctor walks in there and he knows the truth and he tries to speak it during those sessions, they shut him up immediately.
Wow.
So one advantage to using the vaccination notice with your physician, and I hope you have the time to look it over, is that physicians aren't even getting this information.
And whatever information they do get comes from the pharmaceutical industry.
Exactly.
And their continuing education is also produced by the pharmaceutical industry.
Exactly. So then we think about how do we get past all of this. And we kind of decided the best way to get past it is to put it in the form of a legal notice, because most physicians will not ignore a legal notice. And if you look at it, it's a one page, but it includes the information. I think it's put together sort of diplomatically, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
not radical and it's not hysterical. But it includes the information they're not being told. And, you know, when my husband and I talked about this, I said, you know, we're going to come up with a smarter way to educate these physicians, because we're not able to get past the gatekeepers.
Right.
So he said, I think you should try it, because when he was in practice, if someone gave him a legal notice, I said, how would you respond? He said, I would hand it to the nurse and say, don't vaccinate that kid, and put this in the file.
Wow.
So that's
that sounds terrific.
Yeah, that's kind of what we came up with, because he and I have been stewing about this for several years, and we're, you know, racking our brains. And I would ask him, well, how will the doctors respond? How will the clinic? You know, I kept asking all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And getting, and I the question that your response was so correct. When you said the doctors don't read the package inserts, because I asked him that.
Right. They rely on getting accurate information from the drug makers.
They do.
And they also rely on the FDA.
They do.
But the FDA catered during the Reagan administration, really gave themselves wholeheartedly to the corporations.
Yes. Absolutely. And I even asked him one time, do you ever give the patients the package insert on vaccines? And he said, no, we don't. And I said, could you tell me why not? And he said, because if we did, they wouldn't take them.
Wow. And there's only one. There's only
that
one.
That is where their heads are at. And they're told that the little CDC fact sheet is sufficient. So what do? They just use the CDC fact sheet.
Wow.
They also have unadulterated faith. I mean, they have complete faith in the CDC. So it took me a long time to get him to understand what the CDC really was.
Right. They're a creepy bunch of people who met at Simpsonwood and figured it all out, how they were going to conceal this. We do have to go to a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna and Al in Ohio, who has a program following mine in defense of humanity. And they have a page, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. We do have another caller. So tell us some more good stuff, and then we'll cut you loose here.
I was happy that you were talking about Gardasil. I happen to have two granddaughters, one age 11 and one age 15. And I saw the same ad on TV that you did, and You know, Deanna, it looked to me like they were targeting the girls. I mean,
yes.
the children. It looked like
yes.
that it was intended not to get the attention of the parent.
But the children.
The child. Did you see that, too?
Yes, yes. I was appalled. When I saw that commercial, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, me either. So that just means that I have to have a conversation, another one, with my granddaughters every time they do this. You know, I start to get worried.
Sure, sure.
In California, they passed a law in 2011 that they could vaccinate the children with HPV vaccine without their parents' permission.
Exactly.
Well, is that going to go across the country? You know, I'm just mortified.
Yes. I think the things that start in California usually make their way across the country.
I think so, too. Well, thanks for letting me share with you what I have learned, and I hope people get a chance to look at the vaccination notice. It is an alternative. Taking the vaccine, in my opinion, is not an alternative.
Exactly.
Well, okay.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, quickly, let's take Dave in Nevada. Dave.
Hi, Deanna. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on vaccines and this whole notion of choosing between whether or not you want to take vaccines for whatever reason. I don't believe personally in freedom of choice when it comes to this issue, because I think it's hypocritical for people to think that they have some kind of freedom, saying that, well, I don't want to take vaccines because...
Wait a minute. Now, a vaccine is a medical procedure. You mean to say that you think that we don't have control over our own bodies and we must submit to a medical procedure against our will, and one that has proven, scientifically proven, to be damaging, detrimental, deadly
no.
to our health, that has formaldehyde
no,
in it?
It's exactly the
mercury.
Opposite. What I'm saying is that there should be no choice at all. There should be no vaccines, period.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
I was ready to beat you up verbally. I'm sorry.
No, what I'm trying to point out is this absurdity that people feel that we have some kind of freedom because we can choose between not having vaccines or wanting vaccines.
I see.
This whole idea of choice is suckering people into this idea that vaccines are okay to a certain extent, just as long as I get to choose whether or not my children get to have them or I don't. And then if someone else wants to choose it, that's fine with me, because they're too stupid to know better.
Yes,
and
I swear
and
you're
this
going.
Is this eventually leads into a full-blown tyranny where everyone's going to have to accept vaccines in the future, because look, like what you're saying, children are being forced in California to take vaccines, period,
right.
without any choice.
Right.
And this is the logical decline that this ultimately comes to, is this stupidity of choice, whether or not you want to eat or GMOs or not to, or this choice whether I want to abort or not, or this
sure.
choice whether I want a vaccine or not, it ultimately devolves into becoming no choice whatsoever.
You're right.
That's what
You're
I'm
right.
talking about.
Yes, I agree with you totally, Dave. So
it's almost better. It's almost better if they just went out. They just came out with it and said, "Hey, you all must be forced," because this way we get to look at the tyranny and deal with it directly instead of like letting other people get vaccinated or not.
Dave, thank you for your phone call. We've run out of time. Thank you so very much, Wes. I'm sorry I couldn't take your call again. Anyway, talk to you next week. Thank you so much for joining me today. Bye bye.
Diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. If alone.